We are back in 2023 with our weekly catch-ups with Matt Stringer, who is the Chief Executive of RNIB. So Matt joins us every week and we look at some of the big stories. And Matt, here we are in 2023. Did you have a good festive period and ready and rearing to go for the new year?
Yes, I think like everyone else, combination of a bit of downtime, bit of family hosting and travelling around, enjoyed it and good to go now in January 2023, Alan, yeah.
Okay, we've got a few topics to look at, so looking ahead as well to some events through the year, but of course there are things which we've been discussing for a while which are still incredibly relevant at the moment. I suppose we should really start off with a look at cost of living, because there has been a lot of news as well around energy and announcements by the government.
The cost of living issue doesn't go away. I mean, there's Rishi Sunak here talking about getting inflation, you know, halved by the end of the year. Well, that's still, you know, taking it down from 10% to 5%, where we've been used to, you know, very, very low single-digit inflation. So that's still going to pile pressure on people who've got a, you know, can't get away from heating and eating costs and often travel costs if they've got to get around for health appointments and, you know, just visiting, you know, particularly in an era when we've got train strikes and other interruptions to public transport. So, you know, we're ever vigilant. You know, we are continuing to lobby. We're working very closely with our partner organisations. We're doing a lot with the energy companies at the moment, working with one or two other charities like Scope, who've done some good work along with us on that, and with, you know, a basket of charities across the VI sector and the Disability Charity Consortium Group. We're going to do some combined social media activity on the 19th of January to sort of take over our channels to really focus on that with a very strong combined sort of message, which, again, we hope, you know, we can use to keep up the pressure on, you know, those people in government or in energy and food provision to carry on doing as much as they can to support people who've been sort of disadvantaged across society. So, you know, it doesn't go away as an issue when we want to dial up our efforts as we move through the next quarter before we get, you know, to maybe slightly warmer weather in the spring.
And we will, of course, give out some details a bit later about the RNIB website, the helpline and so on. There's a ton of information to look at, regularly updated as well, around cost of living, lots of help and support advice too. So do take a look at that. Also continuing as well, Matt, you know, something which we regularly look at is around voting in the UK. Voting in secrecy, voting independently, something which has been a struggle for blind and partially sighted people. And RNIB's Turned Out report, again, it is something which is very new but very relevant and continuing.
We've been making the argument with a variety of ministers and civil servants through last year and got some traction in the Lords with the benefit and support of people like Lord Holmes, who helped make sure that we got some of the clauses inserted into the sort of voting bill back in this late summer, early autumn, to a reasonable degree protected the rights of visually impaired people to vote in secret. We're still nervous that between the government and the Electoral Commission, they are going to dilute practically what that means when it comes to implementation, so that you find electoral officials being able to not provide as full a service and as secret a vote as we should expect. So we are keeping up the efforts on this. As you say, our latest Turned Out report, and we've really led the charge with different versions of the Turned Out report, which show real life experience of people voting and highlight some of the inadequacies in process and equipment. We've got meetings in the diary with the new minister, who actually seems to be sympathetic, and let's see whether a new broom, you know, we get a different result. We've also engaging robustly with the Electoral Commission, and I've got a meeting penciled in with the Chief Executive of the Electoral Commission sometime in the next few weeks. So, you know, it doesn't go away, and unless we keep vigilant and on it, you find that things can slide and drift, you know, and people find reasons why not, as opposed to really wanting to go the extra mile to deliver something which is a watertight solution.
Ongoing work, as you say, Matt. We will have more on the Turned Out report here on RNIB Connect Radio, so do listen out for that, and at our podcast as well. Just go to your favourite podcast provider, search for RNIB, and there's a whole host of things for you to listen to there. Let's sort of continue looking forward, Matt. We're at the start of 2023, and there is a lot happening. We don't have time to talk about all of it, but I'm sure there are some big highlights for you.
Come through a few challenges over the last few years, but for the last 18 months, 12 to 18 months, you know, we've been in good shape. And I think, as our conversations over every week, Ellen, have shown, I think an organisation really trying to go out and make a difference now in UK society and get it to work much better for blind and partially sighted people. And so, you know, the things I'm really looking forward to this year in no particular order. I think we're doing some great work on the eye health pathway to try and create a much more joined up experience of people experiencing a sort of eye health diagnosis, and that pathway sort of almost precedes the diagnosis to sort of waiting well for your appointment. And so, you feel as you go through the whole process from pre, during, and then sort of almost post-diagnosis, there's a much more consistent application of a process that gets you to the right place with the right information. And we've been working with partners in the charity sector, bits of the NHS, various professional bodies on that. And I feel, last year's work should allow us to land something this year, which I think would start to show a meaningful difference. So I'm actually really excited about that, because that's been quite hard work to make progress. And I feel we're not too far away from landing something that could be quite interesting. We're doing a lot of work on see sport differently, as you know, and we've just launched toolkits in the autumn for practitioners and spectators, for clubs to be able to offer opportunity for people wanting to have a go, but also to provide a great experience for sort of spectators and friends and family as well. And so, I'm delighted we're getting some real traction there. This year, we are the sponsors of the IBSA World Games, which is little games for blind and visually impaired people, building on the platform of the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham last year, and we're the sponsor of that. And I think that's a great opportunity again to really trumpet achievement. And then maybe finally, very close to home, just moving our London office, just left at Christmas our existing office that many of the listeners will probably know and visited in Judd Street, and we're moving to a new building which is just 5 minutes the other side of King's Cross Station, so still basically in the same part of London, which is smaller, more compact, but actually is going to be much more modern, much more accessible. We're bringing our studios into it from Camden, so a real sense of energy around what's in it. We absolutely plan for it to be a very welcoming space, not only for our staff and volunteers, but also for others in the sector. We should be an organisation that goes out this year and really is welcoming, accessible, inclusive. And I think the Grimaldi Building, whilst it's only a building that's only in London, will actually will be a really interesting fillip for us as an organisation to show that we're delivering on all those sort of ambitions I've just said. So, yeah, looking forward to sort of getting into the building at the end of February in London.
We're very much looking forward to the IBSA Games as well, Matt, as you mentioned, all starting on the 18th of August this year. And an important point you made as well about see sport differently. When we talk about sport, we talk a great deal about participation, the sort of physical, mental benefits of it, but even spectating, finding stadia that's accessible or grounds or that are accessible, or getting that audio description when you're watching sport as well, equally important as even the participation.
We all get buoyed up. We just had the World Cup clearly in Qatar. We had the Lionesses in the summer. We had the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. I think we're all, those of us who are cricket fans, are excited by what the England cricket team have been doing recently. And I think this year, you've got a variety of things. You're coming thick and fast, in no particular order. We just had the darts as well, haven't we? So, you get the Six Nations, you get the FA Cup, you get the end of the Premier League, you get all the Scottish football in there as well. You get the start of the cricket season. We've got the Ashes coming up. We mentioned the IBSA Games, the Rugby World Cup in France in September. There's a whole host of sporting activity. And as you say, it's not just about participating and having equal opportunity there, but it's about the experience. And if you're going to watch the darts in Alexandra Palace, or you're going to watch some football at Old Trafford, blind and partially sighted people should expect to have a full experience. And that's what we've been pushing with the sort of toolkits that we provided. So, plenty more opportunities this year for us to prove and show that. And as you say, the IBSA World Games will be a brilliant focus for us in the summer in Birmingham.
Yeah, it looks like we might even have David Clark joining us on the radio station every Monday to give us a bit of a retrospective of the football over the weekend. So kind of looking forward to that too.
I think listeners have had enough of David through the World Cup, Alan. I think we might need to get some varied voices on maybe, but anyway.
I think he's got the bit between the teeth now.
I think he has.
Almost out of time, Matt. And if people would like more information about the items we've been discussing, particularly the regularly updated advice around cost of living, all that help and support there, do have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. Our helpline team are there to help you as well. On the phone, it's 0303 123 9999. You can even use your Amazon Echo device to call them. Just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, we've completed the first catch up with you of 2023. We'll look forward to the rest, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Alan, my pleasure. And I think generally a really exciting year for the RNIB in 2023, and look forward to talking about it as the weeks unfold. Nice to speak to you.